Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We welcome in the technical director and vice president of Atlanta United, Carlos Bocanegra, who joins us this morning on the WadeFord.com hotline.
Los, how you doing?
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Pretty good. Before we talk about football, let's talk about American football real quick. And I want to ask you, how's your fantasy football team doing so far?
Yeah, you know how we did last week. You don't need to ask me about
See,
that.
Why you guys want to ask?
Wait a minute.
I got the email. I didn't pay that too much attention to it, so I'm assuming that you didn't do that good. You didn't do that well last week.
No, we didn't do that well. Our draft status for 13-0 went out the window week one.
Oh, okay. My bad, dog. I don't think we did well either. I was just checking. Okay, on to soccer or football, if you will. Darlington Nagby came back this week. How did he look since he's been off for so long?
He's been doing well. Look, it's a guy who's never been injured before for this amount of time. So, the process building these guys back in, him, Franco, Greg, all these guys that have had a little bit more of a longer-term injury, we put them through the return-to-play protocol, and they hit all their benchmarks. They passed their marks, and then they get reintegrated into the training session, and that's what's been happening. So, they're fit to play, and then now it's just, is their fitness levels up? Does coach want to use them in a different tactical formation? But they should be available.
Atlanta United in Colorado. Atlanta United has played, because of the nature of the schedule, Carlos, 3 games in 6 weeks. Now you get 3 games in 1 week.
Yeah, it's better than the 8 we had in kind of 25 days last year at the end of the season. That was a tough run, but this is a difficult week for us. We were away to Colorado, away to San Jose, back home to Salt Lake on the weekend, and it's a lot of travel. We're playing at altitude. And look, like we spoke about last week, on paper, we should have beat DC, and you go up there, and look what happens. We didn't finish our chances. They came back, punched us in the mouth, so to speak, and we go home with our tail between our legs. So these are big games out here on the road swing, where Colorado's and San Jose are both near the bottom of the table in the Western Conference, but they're going to be fighting for the game of their lives out there. And, we've got the altitude to deal with in Colorado up here tomorrow.
Speaking of that, dealing with that altitude, how do you prepare for that? Do you train a little bit differently? Do they wear like those masks that they train in? Or how do you go about getting ready for that?
No, I mean, look, scientifically, apparently you need about 2 weeks to fully adapt to altitude. So, everybody has their different theories. We don't do anything specifically different. It's just trying to get them prepared so they're on a full tank of gas, so to speak, going out there. If you fly in, people try to fly in the day before late, you fly in a couple days ahead, and, again, there's nothing really scientifically proven that helps. So a lot of it is mental, but we just want to get out there with a full tank of gas for our guys so they can put their best foot forward.
Atlanta United 1 point behind Red Bulls in the Eastern Conference and the chase for the Supporters' Shield, but they do have a game in hand, and that game tomorrow against Colorado could be, it turns out, a pretty big one. All the remaining games are going to be big with 7 games to go. Carlos Bocanegra joining us on the WadeFord.com hotline, technical director, vice president of Atlanta United. A lot of chatter this week about the future of Tata Martino. He's denied these reports out of South America about talks with other teams. Is this something that's just going to work itself out here in the next not-too-distant future?
Yeah, look, it's pretty normal. One thing, it's flattering that we've been doing well. That means, people look at our players, people look at our coaching staff, people look at our executive staff. So that is, I think, really flattering, and it's sort of a pat on the back, I guess. But look, we have not been contacted by anybody. I think he reiterated that in the media the other day, and we've been having talks. So this is something we don't want to make a distraction. There was no MLS games. Well, there was one MLS, but there was, MLS was technically off this weekend for the FIFA break, so there wasn't a whole lot to talk about. And when the national teams start playing and the media swirls around that, there's vacancies for head coaching positions with national teams, generally coaches get chucked in the mix for that. So we're not letting it distract us. You know, like I said, we've been having talks, so you know, that will work itself out.
So against the Colorado Rapids, what's the matchup I need to look for this weekend?
The matchup, well, I'm assuming they're going to pack it in a little bit deeper, like teams tend to do against us. Colorado tends to have a defensive setup anyways in the first place and make it real difficult. So they'll be compact. They like to stress that their defense is actually a little bit stronger. That's one of their strengths. So, you know, obviously there's not going to be a whole lot of space for our attackers. We've got to be patient, but Kellen Acosta, who just came off of the national team game against Mexico, had a good game. He plays in the center of their midfield. He'll be an engine for them and someone we need to watch out for. But it really comes down to us: patience, persistence, and executing in front of goal when we get our chances should do the job for us.
Is that Carlos, it's important maybe for the Five Stripes to strike in the first 15 minutes?
No, that's the thing. I think if we don't strike in the first 15 minutes, half hour, 45 minutes, we've got to be patient and we've got to stick to our game plan. And, last week it was a little bit too easy for DC to score on us. We were pressuring them, we were pumping them, we were all over them. And then, one play against the run of play, puts us behind and then we're scrambling. So that's something we can't have happen. We've got to stay on top of them, but stay organized and not leave ourselves open for, a counterattack, which takes us off guard and puts us behind the eight ball.
You know, Carlos, I was looking at the mascots in MLS, and I noticed that the Atlanta United does not have a mascot, but I also noticed that the Colorado Rapids have four. My question for you is this: how come they got four mascots and we don't have none? What's up with that?
My question is, what are you doing researching mascots at whatever god awful hour this morning that was?
I was trying to be informative.
I don't know why they don't have why they have so many, but for us that was something we actually thought about, and we did not want to come out and just have a mascot. We wanted something to happen organically and let the fans decide, and just as kind of the team take shape. And, Five Stripes has been kind of a nickname for us that's happened organically. The things like that, we strategically did not want to go out into the market and say, hey, we are the Atlanta United whatevers. It just kind of happened organically, and people started calling us Five Stripes, and that stuck.
Thanks a lot for making me feel the way I feel right now.
You got him, Carlos.
You're up too early with nothing to do.
Well, we're certainly anxious to see the team back on the field and on the pitch out there in Colorado. It's going to be a lot of fun. I've missed them quite a bit. Hey, Carlos, thanks for taking a few minutes. Let's go get them in Denver, huh?
Okay, thanks, guys.
Have a good one.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.